今天正道的经文在新约圣经哥罗西书四章二至六节。你们要恒切祷告，在此警醒感恩，也要为我们祷告，求神给我们开传道的门，能以讲基督的奥秘，叫我按着所该说的话将这奥秘发明出来。你们要爱惜光阴，用智慧与外人交往，你们的言语要常常带着和气，好像用盐调和，就可知道该怎样回答个人。
Good morning, church.
Morning.
See, you understand me. But still, I have my good friend David to help me to speak in a language that you understand even better. Praise God, Jesus is King.
感谢主, 耶稣是王。
Jesus came to the earth to show us how to live.
耶稣来到世上教导我们怎么样生活。
He came humbly as a servant.
他来的时候很卑微，是作为一个仆人。
And lived a poor life.
同时呢，他的生活也是非常贫穷的。
But showed us how to really be rich.
但是呢，在中间我们他可以教导我们怎么样能够丰富。
In life and understanding life.
在生命里面，或者是明白生命里面，我们怎么样能够得到那个丰富
？He came because the Father, our Father, Heavenly Father, had a mission for his life.
他来了，就是因为我们在天上的父给他有一个使命。
He was obedient to that mission.
他是非常那个顺服这个使命。
Every one of us longs for a mission.
我们每一个人都希望我们的生命里面有一个使命。
To be part of a bigger story, something that gives us meaning to our life.
这是也是我们成为我们人生的一部分，也是给我们的生活有意义。
And so today we take some thoughts from Paul's book. He wrote this letter to the church at Colossae, to the Colossians.
今天我们就透过保罗写的这个哥罗西书，我们他跟我们分享他在这方面的那个想法。
This is like a love letter, instruction letter to a city church.
这是一封爱的信，也是一个教导一家在那个城市里面的教会的一封信。
It's a church in a foreign culture to the one that he was most used to.
这个教会也是在别人的那个文化里面，跟保罗原来的就不一样。
So the things we talk about today are cross-cultural. They have no cultural boundary.
所以今天我们跟大家分享的就跨文化的。
They meet all of our needs.
它是能够满足我们每一个人的需要。
Paul challenges the Colossians, and today he challenges me, he challenges us to think about mission, to consider living our life missionally.
那保罗在这封信里面挑战当时的人，也给我们今天同样的挑战，使我们的生活有目标，也是能够有一个使命。
He says a bit about his own experience and how he has learned to deal with life.
他在信里面分享他自己的经验，同时间呢，也教导我们怎么样去处理这个挑战。
He speaks about how life in Christ, that's our life as Christians, needs to be lived out in our relationships.
那他也教导我们作为基督徒，我们怎么能够透过来从我们跟别人的那个关系里面体现这个。
I believe he refers to our personal relationships that we have with our families, at work, our study, all of our life.
他指的就是我们个人跟我们周边每一个人，我在我们的工作间，在我们的学校，能够怎么样跟人家建立一个关系。
And these are the words of Paul, the Apostle Paul, who knew that his life might end at any time.
这个是保罗，他知道自己的生命差不多就完结了，他在这里给我们一个很好的那个教导。
So I think when we read these words, we need to remember there's a sense of intentionality.
他说当我们读他的那个话语的时候，我们要有一个很那个强迫感的。
In Paul's mind and in his heart, he understands that he wants to communicate what he believes matters most in life.
在保罗的思想，他的心里面，他知道他应该要跟别人现在要讲什么东西。
So no waste of words.
他不会浪费他的语言的。
He wants us to discover and develop what matters most in our life.
他希望我们能够发现到在我们的生命里面最重要的是什么东西。
And so the passage follows after Paul giving certain instructions that were helpful for people to live in harmony in their households.
所以在我们以下分享的经文里面，我们就从中能够学到怎么样能够帮助别人，也跟怎么样能跟别人建立一个关系。
He talks to people who have a genuine heart to hold their responsibility with integrity.
他是像一群有责任心，也愿意在他们对他们的生命负责的人讲话的。
So straight away we realize that Paul wants us to live with integrity, to live rightly.
在里面呢，我们也知道呢，保罗想我们的生命更加有诚信。更加有责任感。
And he starts out with this instruction or this desire in his heart to communicate to us that we need to take God very seriously.
所以他在里面呢，就开始的时候，他就要求我们呢，就将神放在首位。
That we need to take our faith seriously.
将我们的信仰也是非常的去关注。
So we read in the opening section, it just opens up with a real attention getter.
所以一开始的时候，他就把我们的注意力拉进来了。
Now I know we've read it in Mandarin, but let me read it in English.
我首先用英文把经文读出来。
Devote yourselves to prayer with an alert mind and a thankful heart.Pray for us too that God will give us many opportunities to speak about His mysterious plan concerning Christ. That's why, Paul says, that's why I'm here in chains. Pray that I will proclaim this message as clearly as I should. And then here's the instruction, live wisely among those who are not believers and make the most of every opportunity. Let your conversation be graciousand attractive, so that you will have the right response for everyone.
在那个哥罗西书四章二节到六节，保罗这样讲：你们要恒切祷告，在此警醒感恩，也要为我们祷告，求神给我们开传道的门，能以讲基督的奥秘。我为此被捆锁，叫我按着所该说的话，将这奥秘发明出来。你们要爱惜光阴，用智慧与外人交往。你们的语言要常常带着和气，好像用盐调和，就可知道怎么样回答个人。
I think it's really important that we see that Paul has lived a life of mission.
那我们很重要的，我们知道保罗他的那个生命是非常有目标的。
So he has a right to share what he has already lived.
所以他有这个权利能够跟我们分享他的生命。
He knows that these principles work and are real.
他知道他这个大原则是可行的。
These are the things that have given him life and meaning.
所有这个大原则呢，能够给他的生命有意义。
So he starts with a reminder that all of life as a Christian, that's you and I,We want to display our love for God.
所以他一开始就把我们的注意力带到我们要爱神这一点里面。
And that a healthy life starts with prayer.
同时间一个健康的生活是从祷告开始。
And he's suggesting it's a certain type of prayer that comes when you're alert and thankful to God.
所以他也知道呢，在我们警醒的时候，我们的祷告应该是怎么一回事。
He thinks we all ought to be about getting this message of Christ and this new life known to those who are also around us.
所以他知道，他要提醒我们，我们要活一个生活，我们的生活要跟我们杰出的人能够作为一个好的见证。
And he's instructive in ways that he knows will help us.
他也教导我们怎么样把这个做得更好。
God did something really amazing to get hold of Paul and to change his life.
神透过他做的事能够把保罗拉进来。
But he also, God provided people in Paul's life to help him understand how to live the Christian life missionally.
同时间呢他也透过保罗旁边的人能够协助那个保罗在更加的那个亲近神。
So it's his relational friendship model that really is his emphasis and is so helpful to us.
所以呢，神用这个关系这个模式，去那个教导保罗，同时也教导我们。
Because there is no substitute for genuine friendship relationship when we share our love for God.
我们没有其他的能够代替一个健康的关系跟别人的关系。
So.There are four qualities that we find in Jesus and are taken up by Paul that I want to share with you this morning that are helpful for us to live like Paul and like Jesus.
在耶稣的教导里面有四个元素，也是保罗在这里跟我们分享的。我在今天也跟大家分享这四个元素。
Here's the first one.
第一个
Prayer that engages us in the mission.
就是说祷告让我们参与到宣教中去了。
God wants us to live a life of prayer, to engage with God in prayer.
保罗希望我们透过那个祷告能够跟神能够亲近。
Jesus prayed,
耶稣祷告
prayed.
保罗也祷告。
And it's probably very natural, normal, that we should be called to beginOur life in prayer.
所以呢，在我们的生命里面，从每一个人生命里面，从祷告开始也是很正常的。
So this mission brings us into the spiritual realm. Paul had come to grasp that we live, in two dimensions.
所以呢，在我们的人生的目标里面呢，我们要理解到我们的生活要接触到两个不同的空间。
As a Christian, we become aware that God reigns heaven.
我们作为一个基督徒，我们在我们了解到神在空中掌权。
Not so much that heaven is above and beyond and too hard for us to grasp.
这个不是因为天上由于在天上我们就不能够明白。
But that heaven is a kingdom for God.That God has created for His people to dwell in.
同时天堂也是神为我们预备的地方。
And it's begun. It's in our hearts.
它已经在我们的心里面了。
And then there is earth.
同时间我们也在活在地上面。
So both heaven and earth and the reality that Paul says we can live as Christians part of God's kingdom on this earth.
就是说呢保罗就教导我们作为基督徒我们可以活在天上同时间也活在地上。
And if we live in obedience to the earth, we don't come to know God as he has fully intended.
如果我们只有在地上面的生活也没有跟神有沟通的话呢我们不知道怎么去生活的。
So we must learn to live on the earth as part of God's kingdom.
所以呢我们要学习在地上面的生活也是在我们的天上的生活的一部分。
And it was Jesus who first held these two dimensions in perfect harmony.
这耶稣就能够在把这个天上和地下的两个空间能够中间能够得到那个平衡他是这方面是能给我们一个好的那个示范。
And we start to see in Jesus' mission life in the way that he was living as an adult on this earth, the disciples saw that there was something different in him.
所以呢这耶稣在他的全道的那个生命里面在其他的门徒也从他的生命里面学习到怎么样能够有一个全福音的那个心智。
And they saw him drawing aside, moving away to have personal private time with the Father.
门徒们也观察到耶稣很多时候是单独的去祷告。
They saw him going off on his own to pray.
很多时候耶稣是自己单独出去那个祷告的。
And so they say to him one day, Lord, teach us to pray like you do.
所以门徒们呢，有一天也请求那个耶稣教导他们怎么样去祷告。
I guess the disciples were thinking something like, I want what he's got. I see in his life this growing and deepening relationship with his Father, and I want to live like that.
那门徒当时也看到耶稣在他的生命里面跟神是越来越亲近，所以那门徒们也希望能够知道，在这个跟神的接触里面能够得到的奥秘。
So Jesus, help us to pray like you do.
那所以呢，耶稣呢教导我们怎么样去祷告，就好像你们一样。And
Jesus gives them the Lord's prayer.
这耶稣呢就把主导文给他们了。And
his model of prayer was directed to the Father in the heavenly realm.
在耶稣祷告的方式一开始就是向神就说我们在天上的父。
With instructions like, Father, let your kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven.
同时教导我们呢，就请那个神将那个地，把他的天国也到地上来。So
to live as Jesus has intended us to live, we need to include prayer in our daily life.
所以如果我们想效法耶稣在怎么样生活的话呢，我们在生命里面一定有那个祷告。
When we start to pray, really pray, like Jesus did, we will be able to engage in this world very much better.
So, 如果我们能够学习耶稣透过祷告得到力量的话呢，我们在地上面的生活呢，就一定有更有力量。So,
whilst it's the first part, I want to acknowledge as senior pastor of this church, it's really a hard part to do.
所以我一开始，我作为这个教会的那个主任的牧师，在开始的时候，我感觉也是一个困难。It's
a tough discipline.
需要很大的那个自律。But
my encouragement to you is start there and start well.
但是我鼓励大家要尽快的开始。If
you want to see God, pray.
如果你希望能够看到神的话，
And that's
what
we see this flowing out of Jesus as he touched people.
So we see
He never went for very long. He certainly didn't go a whole day without reaching out to the Father in
prayer.
His strength was from the Father through prayer.
他的力量是透过祷告从神而来。Because
prayer is conversational.
因为那个祷告就好像我们讲话一样。It's
not just us talking to God, but it's God talking to us.
那个不单只是我们向神讲话，也是神跟我们讲话。We
think sometimes as we are humans, that prayer is about us asking God for things.
有时候我们作为我们的心里面好像就是每一次祷告就是我们向神求什么。And
I want to acknowledge that that is part of prayer.
我知道这个是祷告的一部分。But
the biggest part is us getting to know God.
但是最重要的就是从祷告里面我们怎么能够认识神。
Before you open up your Bible, or as you open up your Bible, let me encourage you to say, Father, speak to me as I read.
那我就建议大家呢，就每一次你们打开那个圣经的时候，先来那个祷告，求神透过他的话语跟我们讲话。Father,
or in my language, Dad, Daddy, my heavenly Father, would you teach me something today?
我们就求神作为我们的天父教导我们，从圣经里面教导我们。John
Piper says, prayer is not designed as an intercom between us and God to serve the domestic comforts of the saints. It's designed as a walkie-talkie for spiritual battlefields.
John Piper, 他 有一次他就讲，就是祷告不是那个我们跟神的一个通话机，就给我们在天上的那个圣洁有得到安慰。他那个祷告是一个叫对话机，是说在我们的属灵的征战里面是很重要的。
There are four aspects of prayer that Paul gives in quick succession in this passage.
在这个刚才我们读的经文里面有四方面，保罗跟我们分享关于祷告的重要。
There's the very clear sense here that we don't pray and ask God for something and then leave it there. It's ongoing.
这个祷告是不断的，不是说就是我们祷告求神给我们什么，那就停在哪里，这个是不断的。
He says, devote yourself, continue steadfastly, continue earnestly in prayer.
他说你们要恒切祷告。
Our prayer is to be devoted, to be meaningful.
我们的祷告是有意思的
and ongoing, continuous.
也是不断的
That means we know where it's focused and it's really intentional.
所以我们要知道我们的祷告是有内容也是有中心的
Another way of translating in English is to say our prayer must continue steadfastly.
那另外一个就是我们的祷告呢一定要不断而且是恒切
It's got a sense of giving constant attention.
要永远的要关注
to persevere, to wait continually,
要坚持要不断
to be in constant readiness,
要永远的我们要警醒
so therefore it's just part of life,
这是我们生命的一部分
it's part of how the Christian lives life,
这个也是教导我们怎么样生活
it's not Christianity and then prayer,
不是说就是我们是一个基督徒同时间有另外就有祷告
because the prayer is part of the Christianity
因为祷告就是我们作为基督徒生命的一部分
and the reason why is the relationship
为什么中间我们有这个关系的话
so that we don't think God is afar away but he is here
那就是说我们要了解到神不是在遥远的地方他就是我们的心里面
Some of you might hear an echo of Paul's words to the Thessalonians where he encourages us to pray without ceasing.
或者是大家也在那个帖撒罗尼迦书里面也可能看到一句就是说保罗也 一直在坚持要不住的祷告。
When we study the life of Jesus, we see that he's a man of prayer.
当我们看到耶稣的生平的时候我们知道耶稣是一个祷告的人。
We see in verse 2,Be wakeful in prayer. Have an alert mind.
所以在今天的经文的第二节里面就有说警醒感恩。
When I see this in my English mind, I think of it as praying with my eyes open.
所以如果从我作为一个西方人来讲，我的解释就是说我要开着眼睛来祷告。
In the sense that sometimes I can pray with my eyes closed and concentrate and be thinking about what I want to say to God.
虽然有时候我会那闭着眼睛来祷告，能够全神的关注。
Because I've set particular time aside and I'm able to sit quietly or stand quietly and concentrate and speak to God.
我每天都有一段我会有一段的时间能够很安静的祷告向神讲话。
And to give him time so I'm quiet that he might answer me and speak to me.
同时间由于有安静的时间呢我也能够给神有这个空间能够跟我对话。
But I also see that as I'm driving or running or walking or as I'm talking with others, I can be very alert and mindful that I need to be listening to God all of the time.
So, 在我们跟别人那个交往讲话或者是开车的时候，我们也需要警醒，因为随时神也会跟我们讲话。
So it's not my life to live.And then me to connect with God at certain appointment times.
那就不是说我的生活里面就我的生活有我自己的一部分，同时间呢也交一部分给神，等他有机会跟我讲话。
But it's all of His life that He has given to me that I might live it to in obedience and service to Him.
那我的看法就是，我的生命是神给我的。同时间呢，在生命里面每一部分，神都会透过我们去要做事。
He also says, being watchful, wide awake.
那他也在这里讲，就是也要警醒，要我们要清醒。
So here's a question: When is God at work? When is God awake?
那我们就有个问题，神是什么时候要警醒？
Always.
神是永远是在是就是醒觉的。
And that's what Jesus grasped as he lived fully alive, fully alert, always in communication with God.
所以这个从耶稣里面我们也学习到，他耶稣是永远是在警醒，他也知道，他知道神随时会跟他说话。
In John 5 and 17, Jesus replied, My Father is always working, and so am I.
所以在约翰福音五章十七节里面就说，我父做事，直到如今我也做事。
And Paul mentions this many times, six times in this book.
在那个哥罗斯书里面，保罗也有六次提到这一点。
The idea of thankfulness in our heart as we relate with God at every moment during the day.
所以我们他就提醒我们，就每一天每一刻，我们都要存那个感恩的心。
Genuine gratitude in our heart.
诚心的感恩。
It's the most central issue to being open to what God is doing and wants to do through me.
我们要知道，我们经常要明白神在我们中间做了什么事情，同时间我们要很警醒的知道神在我们旁边也做了什么事情。
And as we live with this genuine thanks, it affects the way that we pray.
当我们诚心的去感恩的时候，就我们就懂得怎么去祷告。
And it makes us alert. It opens us up to what God wants to do.
我们能够警醒的话呢，我们就能够明白神在我们心里面。
Without this attitude, we're left focused on our problems.
那如果没有这个态度的话呢，我们只能够看到我们面对的问题。
And with a great attitude, we see God at work in all the circumstances of life.
如果我们存着那个感恩的心的话呢，我们就看到神在我们身上面，在我们附近做了什么事情。
And we see Paul's encouragement also in this first section, in verse 3 and the first part, that he's praying also for us.
所以我在从这个也看到第三节里面的头半段，就也知道呢，也神保罗也鼓励我们为我们祷告。
So as prayer is in the first instance getting to know God and allowing God to change our life, then it's also a response that we pray for others.
那如果从开始的时候我们了解到祷告的功用，同时间呢我们也知道呢神在我们的心里面呢，然后往下走呢我们就为别人祷告。
And I think our encouragement here is to be really specific when we pray.
所以呢我鼓励大家呢在祷告的时候呢有内容的。
And if we have some concerns that we are not shy or bashful in expressing that to God, but that we are very, very truthful to Him.
那我们呢，在祷告里面呢，我们需要很诚实的跟神讲话。
And expect that He will be truthful to us.
同时间呢，我们也希望得到呢，神也很跟我们也很诚实的会回应。
So Paul goes on and he presses into encouraging us that when we pray for others, we will have activity in our heart that wants to reach out to others.
所以呢，保罗呢也鼓励我们呢，当我们为别人祷告的时候呢，我们的心就动工了，就为别人作为中心。
And he mentions in verse 3 that this mission has led him to being in chains.
So, 由于这个原因呢，就保罗也提醒我们，由于我们为了这个目标，保罗当时呢就是被捆锁。
So it's a little bit interesting in my mind to think that when he's writing these words, he's actually chained up.
所以当时呢，和我们想象到，当保罗写一封书信的时候呢，他是在捆锁的。
For which I am in chains. That's why I am in chains.
所以他说就是我就是在捆锁，这个是由于为了全福音我是就捆锁了。
So it's likely he's under house arrest where he's bound to his home, probably waiting for a trial.
所以呢我们知道呢当时呢就可能保罗呢在家里面被那个软禁了等待那个审判。
And I don't hear in, when I read these words so much Paul saying, oh, my life is really bad.
那我们在这个书信里面看不到虽然保罗受捆锁但是呢他没有说哎呀我的生命很糟糕了。
It's more that I hear him say, you know what, this is what life sometimes is really like.
反过来呢我们看到就是保罗在是接受这个光景的。
And we need to admit that sometimes living our Christian life isn't all sweetness and dreams. Sometimes it has difficulties and we need to live through our difficulties.
那我们也了解到呢作为基督徒呢我们的生活不是永远都是畅顺的我们也会面对那个挑战。
I'm here to worship and to witness to the goodness and the greatness of God.
我们在这里我们的生命里面我们会我们是敬拜神同时间也是见证神。
And in verse 5 he adds, you should be too. Live wisely among those who are not believers. Make the most of your opportunities.
所以在第五节里面就保罗就鼓励我们就说你们要爱惜光阴用智慧与外人交往。
We have to be carefulabout our motivation.
我们要小心我们跟别人交往的动机。
Paul is a very aggressive thinker. He probably is a fast runner. He is a person who achieves a lot in his life. He's a good student.
保罗呢是一个很前卫的人，他的生命里面他做了很多事情。
He can easily rely on his education, on his learning.
他可以靠他的教育能够做很多的事。
He's a very educated man.
他受过很高的教育。
But he says, I need to always consider others first.
但是同时间呢 他就是讲了就是在我的生命里面我永远是为别人来考虑。
It's like he gives us a little reminder. If I only want to help people to discover and understand God,to the degree that they may appreciate it and appreciate me. So Paul's saying, if I only want to communicate with others and help others and sacrifice myself for others so that they like me, I have it wrong.
这是保罗这里的提醒我们，如果我们向别人传福音，为了自己的荣耀呢，这个是错的。
Because sacrifice is about serving.
但是因为呢就是牺牲是为了服侍别人。
When I genuinely pray and relate with God, he places in my heart a desire to serve others, and sometimes my serving leads to some sacrifice.
所以当我们祷告向那个神祷告的时候我们要了解到当我们是想要去那个服侍人的时候我们会一定有一个牺牲的需要的。
Paul wants us to know,that it is God's mission and we live it in submission to him.
那这个保罗了解到这个是神的使命我们也同样要这样做。
We need to seek opportunities to genuinely relate with other people.
我们要把握每一个机会能够跟别人建立一个关系。
In Paul's prayer, in verse 3, that God will give us many opportunities to speak.
在保罗的这个祷告里面他就求神给我们开传道的门。
And he has genuinely and purposefully placed himself in situations where there are opportunities to share Jesus.
那保罗呢是特意而且是诚心的去把握每一个机会能够把那个福音传给别人。
And he says there in verse 5 again, live wisely among those who are not believers. Live with our eyes open.
那我们要在我们生活里面我们的眼睛要睁开就像第五节你们要爱惜光阴用智慧与外人交往把握那个机会。
And make the most of every opportunity.
那然后每一个机会来的时候我们都要把握。
He knows that we're already living life connected to lots of different people in our life.
他知道我们的生活里面接触了很多人。
That we have relationships outside of just the church.
在教会里面我们也建立很多不同的关系的。
And he's expressing to us that as we live our life serving God, others' lives will become much better, much richer.
保罗也提醒我们，当我们是服侍神，也在我们的生命里面有使命感的话呢，我们会影透过我们跟别人的关系，我们会影响到别人的。
And after prayer and genuine connection with God, we connect with others, and they see Jesus in us.
那如果透过祷告能够跟神连在一起的话呢，别人也看得到的。
They see God at work and alive in us.
那别人在我们的身上面就看到神的作为。
And it's a beautiful thing that God is able to bless other people through you.
所以呢，我们这个很美丽的事，就是神能够透过我们给别人有祝福。
And it's not difficult or tiresome.
这个是不会太难的。
It's enjoyable and it's just living life.
那这个是我们的生命，也是一个很能够我们能够享受的。
However, some days it is difficult.
但是有的时候是我们会遇到困难。
And my encouragement would be to look back and see if we started the day asking the Heavenly Father to teach us.
我就鼓励呢，大家呢，就每一天开始的时候，我们有没有把向神祷告，将那个每一天都交给神。
In my experience, the difficulty might be the same, but my attitude to how I deal with it is so much more easy.
如果我们能够这样做的话呢，从我自己的经验来讲，那个困难还是存在，但是我们对面对这个困难的态度完全不一样。
When I know that I'm serving my Heavenly Father,
当我知道我是服侍神的话,
and I've started the day asking Him to open my eyes.
同时间我在每一天的开始的时候，求神给我，让我们睁开我们的眼睛。
I think it's really important that we share with sensitivity.
同时间我们需要跟别人去那个分享的时候，我们要诚心的。
That allows this hope, this mystery of Christ to be understood by others.
那我们就能将那个奥秘跟别人分享。
I think we need to be aware that when we live life outside the church, when we live life with those people we know,
我们了解到在教会以外跟别人一块生活。
For some of us, it's other members of our family who don't know Jesus.
有的在我们中间可能有那个家人还没认识那个主耶稣的。
For most of us, it's people at work or at school or at uni.
在我们中间也很多人在那个也跟别人交往，在工作间也在学校。
It's people in the shopping centers.
也在那个购物中心里面。
And the relationship we have with God rubs off on them because God's Holy Spirit is constantly at work.
那我们透过我们跟神的关系，我们可以借着圣灵帮助我们处理这一所有的关系。
And I want to encourage you to know that when you live your life constantly knowing that you've spent time getting to know God, that you've been in genuine prayer, that God will give opportunities to make other lives better.
所以我们在我们的，如果我们明白到，透过我们的祷告，我们能够认识神，亲近神，神就会用我们的那跟别人的关系去影响别人。
Some days, and I don't want to go into the detail here, but some people have a gift that when they relate with others, they can just share Jesus and speak about Jesus openly.
我知道有的在我们中间的有这个恩赐，能够每一次跟别人接触的时候，都能够跟别人分享他在神里面的那个好处。
But for all of us, we share Jesus when we live our life.
但是呢，其他的我们就是透过我们的生活，就能够跟别人分享主耶稣。
When we're Christian, we will share Him whether we're trying to or not.
那作为一个基督徒，我们不管我们尝试不尝试，我们都会跟别人都能够跟别人分享主耶稣。
And my encouragement is that if we've started the day well, if we continue to live our life well, if we make prayer and reading the Bible a priority in our life, God will sweeten the conversations that we have with others.
所以我鼓励大家，如果我们能够透过祷告，透过那个读经，能够跟神建立一个关系，而且每一天一开始的时候就能够把这个关系弄清的话呢，我们就很自然的能够跟别人分享的。
And even if we don't talk specifically about Jesus, God will bless into their life because of our integrity and the way that we live.
很多时候，虽然我们没有集结的跟别人分享这个主耶稣，但是别人从我们的行为里面能够看得出来的。
And Paul makes some suggestions about how we might talk to people about our faith.
同时间，保罗呢，他也给我们有点建议，我们怎么样能够跟别人分享那个主耶稣。
Clearly.That I may make it very clear.
那在这里我很清楚的跟大家来分享一下。
Graciously.
同时需要有我们的在我们的里面要感恩。
And seasoned with salt, flavorful.
同时间呢有那个有调和，就好像那个盐一样。
And I don't think we want to in any way think that God says, now that you're a Christian, you have to always talk about me.
那我知道耶稣没有要求我们一成为基督徒以后就每一次每跟别人交往都要讲那个关于耶稣的。
I believe our concentration must be on knowing him.
但是我相信我们了解神了解基督这是我们要关注的。
As Jesus did, he spent time every day and sometimes many times each day just stopping and relating with the Father.
所以我们也观察到耶稣在生活里面每一天都有一段的时间是安静跟神来沟通的。
Constantly and continuously in prayer.
那我们要恒切同时间要不断的祷告。
Sometimes during the day, maybe in the morning, maybe at night, that might look like this.
那可能有一天，那在不管在早上在中午，我们可能会这样，我们跪下来。
Most of the time, it looks like this.
那很多时候我们就像这样。
When I stop.In whatever I'm doing during the day and just record.
在每一天有一天我会停下来就是做这件事。
God, I'm so grateful that you are with me today.
我会感谢主你跟我一起同在。
God, I see that person over there. I would love the opportunity to walk over and talk with them. Ask them how they are.
主我会说主啊我看到前面有个人我希望有这个机会能够跟他谈到关于你的事情。
And when I feel like I want to walk,
当我了解到我需要往前走接近这个人。
I realize that God is already over there and I am just following him.
我知道神已经帮我开了路了他就是他已经在他的心里面。
And when I talk,
但是当我开口的时候
I can simply ask, how is your life?
我就很简单，我一开始就问你的生活怎么样？
Where do you work?
你在哪里工作？
Or what are your favorite things?
你喜欢什么东西？
What are you sad about?
你为什么那么忧愁？
Can I pray for you?
我能够帮你祷告吗？
And it is amazing in my experience how many people say, oh,Would you pray for me because my mother is ill?
那我可以讲，我在这里可以跟大家分享，每一次那个我这个对象都会很乐意的让我帮他祷告，比方他说我的妈妈现在生了重病
，or my father is out of work，
或者说我的爸爸现在没有工作
，or my baby is not well。
我说是我的那个婴儿有病
And when I stop and take the time to pray for this person,
当我停下来帮这个人祷告的时候,
I suddenly become aware again, I am so grateful, God, that you give me this life to live, and I can bless others because I love you and I want to serve you.
在这个光景里面，我就会学习到，我们向神来感恩，你给我一个很丰富的生命。
Sometimes living our life means that we're the guiding hand of a shepherd.
有时候在我们的生命里面，我们是有那个大牧者帮我们引路。
Or the healing touch of a great physician.
或者是有一个大医生帮我们去医治我们。
But the wonderful thing is that God wants to bless the earth through His kingdom.
但是很美妙的是，就是神透过他的国度，能够祝福这个世界。
His kingdom has come to earth. We are His church.
他的国已经来临了，就是我们就是他的那个教会。
So God wants us to be very intentional in our relationship with Him, and He will give us a purposeful heart.To be intentional in our relationship with others.
如果我们愿意或者是刻意能够跟神建立有关系的话呢，他就会在我们的心里面。
Never ever the other way around.
那不，这个不会是反过来的。
We can never live this life with joy in our heart if we try to do things our way.
如果我们但是靠我们自己的话呢，我们的生活就不会有喜乐的。
It is always our relationship with Him first.
那我们永远就是我们跟神先建立一个关系。
And Paul today gives us an encouragement through God's word that we get into a good relationship through prayer.And we maintain or stay in a really good relationship with God through prayer.
那在在这个哥罗斯书里面的，就是保罗就鼓励我们，透过祷告跟神建立一个关系。
So get to know the Heavenly Father personally in prayer.
我们透过那个祷告就能够明白我们的天父。
And reading the Bible.
同时间，我们要透过阅读那个圣经。
So here are Paul's encouragements.
这个是保罗给我们的鼓励。
A process of praying and involving God in every aspect of our life.
我们需要进入的过程，在我们生活的每一个部分都透过祷告跟神建立关系。
You see, that is all of our life.
他说是我们整个生命。
Sacrificing for the sake of others.
我们要为别人来牺牲。
Seeking opportunities to help others and to share Christ with them.
我们要讲把握每一个机会能够跟别人能够分享那个耶稣。
And sharing our lives with others so that they may begin at the first step and begin praying too.
同时也透过我们跟别人分享我们自己的生命，就能够希望能够协助别人能够踏出第一步。
I want to say finally that if you don't know the Heavenly Father personally, if you don't have an activity of waking in the morning and realizing this is my time to be grateful, to be thankful, to ask you Lord to teach me,
那我就鼓励大家，如果你还没有开始每一天早上能够跟神来透过祷告跟神来感恩，同时间也求神进入我们的心的话，
I am very keen to speak with youPastor Daniel is very keen to speak with you. Pastor Hedy is very keen to speak with you. You have so many friends here in the church who want to share this is real life.
如果你没有还没有开始的话呢，那 Pastor Gary, 张牧师和小东，他们都愿意跟你分享，等你的给你的生活能够活得更精彩。
Let me be very bold and tell you the truth.
我现在很大胆的大胆的跟你们是分享。
The only reason you are alive.
那你们我们就现在今天在生存的唯一的一个理由。
Is to know God.
就是去认识神。
There is no other reason we live.
除了这个以外没有另外一个生存的理由。
The creator of heaven and earth gives us life so that we may know him.
那宇宙的创造者给我们生命。
And in that life, we get to serve Him.
在我们的生命里面，我们同时间要服侍神。
And experience the joy that Christ has created.
也能够在享受那个从耶稣而来的那个喜乐。
Are you happy to live in service for the Lord?
那各位愿意在你们的生活里面服侍神吗？
Let me encourage you, start with intentional prayer.
我就鼓励大家就从那个刻意的和诚信的祷告开始。
And then continue.
然后继续不断的往下去。
Let me pray.
我们一同祷告。
So Father, we thank you for the blessing that you are in our life.
主，我们感谢你，感谢你给我们很多在生命里面一切的祝福。
We thank you for the wonderful gift that you give to us in prayer.
我感谢你给我们有那个祷告的那个礼物。
That we can actually speak to the Heavenly Father.
给我们能够直接的跟神你沟通。
That we are in communication through prayer.With the Creator of the universe,
我们能够透过祷告跟宇宙的创造者通话。
And that your Bible teaches us to live purposefully.
那你的在从你的圣经的话语里面也教导我们有生活有目标。
Intentionally to serve you, to love you, to follow you.
主要就是要跟随你和服侍你。
All the days of our life.
每一我们生命里面的每一天。
Thank you for your blessing.
感谢你给我们的祝福。
And may we be, as a church, as individuals and together, may we be a blessing to others.
同时间作为不管我们是从教会或者是我们个人，我们也成为别人的祝福。
In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior.
以上的祷告奉主耶稣基督名。
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, John.